Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Police in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, released to the public two video recordings of the moments just before officers shot and killed 43-year-old African-American Keith Scott. This has become a controversial incident that has aroused lots of attention. Kara Putney, the police chief, spoke to reporters about the investigation into Scott's death.
I have decided that we're at a stage where I can release additional information without adversely impacting their investigation.
Ray Dotch is Keith Scott's brother-in-law.
What we know and what you should know about him is that he was an American citizen who deserved better. That is our position, and it should be yours.
Protesters have been rallying daily in Charlotte, showing their disagreement with the way police have handled the aftermath of the shooting. Demonstrators have gathered in other U.S. cities to show solidarity with the Charlotte protesters. Also in the news, speaking at the dedication of a new U.S. museum devoted to the history of African Americans, President Obama said their history is central to America's history dating back to the country's founding.
That African American history is not somehow separate from our larger American story. It's not the underside of the American story. It is central to the American story.
At times, brushing away a tear, Mr. Obama pointed out that the highs and lows of being black in America, including his election as the first black president. The National Museum of African American History and Culture opened publicly on Saturday here in Washington. This is VOA News.